Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over black algae for you and go over some tips and treatment for the black algae and kind of explain some methods to get rid of it and some methods to prevent the black algae from spreading. Not only is black algae unsightly, but it is probably the hardest algae to treat and get rid of. Pool Service Pro, open a Leslie's wholesale account today and receive wholesale pricing on products you use every day. Leslie's Pool Supply offers convenient locations that are open 7 days a week. Another great benefit of opening a Leslie's wholesale account is Leslie's referral program. Get referred to a customer looking for weekly pool service. Also receive priority service, enhanced rebate programs, a discount on your general liability insurance through Spa, a discount on your pool routing software through Skimmer, and an opportunity to co-brand with Leslie's on your social media, website, truck, and more. Save time and money and grow your pool service route and become a Leslie's Pro. Of course, step one is to identify that it is actually black algae and not any kind of staining. Sometimes a lot of stains look very similar, like copper staining. One way to tell if it's black algae is if you have a trichlor tablet and you can reach the spot, you can rub the tablet on top, and if it comes off, then it's probably black algae. If you can't reach the black algae, there are a lot of adapters. Well, not a lot. There's a few adapters, or maybe a couple, I should say, that you can put a 3-inch trichlor tablet in and use that on your telescoping pool pole to rub the black algae. So Pentair has one. It's decent. It has like plastic screws, so it's not the best one. But Pentair has one. It's called the Pentair 542068 Algae Gon. That's Algae G-O-N. And then there's a brand called Swimmables, and it's called the Algae Gon. Also, there's an E at the end of the Gon on this one, and it's yellow. You can find it at your supplier and also on Amazon. So those two I would recommend. I think the Swimmables is a lot better and well-made. It has stainless steel bolts versus the plastic, so it'll hold the tablet better. So basically, you just stick a 3-inch tablet in there, and then you would rub the black algae with it. And that's a good way to test if it's black algae or not. If the spot disappears, then more than likely it's black algae. And black algae is pretty distinct in this pattern. You may have one or two little spots of black algae that are like the size of a pencil eraser. Then you may have clusters of larger ones that are maybe the size of a quarter or a penny. And they kind of cluster together. So another way to tell if it's black algae is if you have multiple circular spots all over the pool. And that's a good indication of black algae. Now, the circles may merge together into more of a pattern, like kind of like looking at a map. So they may join together to form like a giant colony. And it's a little harder to identify in that case. But the telltale sign is a circular look of the black algae and the fact that the trichlor, rubbing it on it, will kill it. And the other thing about black algae that you need to know about is that it spreads really rapidly in the pool. So if you don't treat the black algae and don't treat it aggressively, it can spread to the entire pool and it's going to be really hard to get rid of. So the first time you see black algae, you want to treat it really aggressively to eliminate it. There's different methods to treat it, and I'll go over that a little bit later. Let me talk more about what black algae is. And if you really want to get a good resource on black algae, I would recommend a book by Rudy Stankiewicz, and he wrote this book last year. He also has an algae course, and just ignore the 1980s style cover on this book. And it's actually pretty well written. It's full of Rudy's humor. It's called How to Get Rid of Swimming Pool Algae. And the title is probably the most clever title of any book out there on the market today. Again, it's How to Get Rid of Swimming Pool Algae. And in there, he unpacks black algae and he does a lot of research. So I don't want to give it away here on this podcast. I would refer you to the book. Get it on Amazon. It's $20. It's definitely worth it because it covers yellow algae, green algae, and black algae. If you do pool service, you want to have this book so you can read it and learn more about why you have algae in the pool and what causes it. And Rudy goes in a lot of detail, and especially during his course, he goes into great detail of what actually black algae is and what black algae isn't. But I'm going to focus primarily here on treating black algae and not explaining it in detail like the book does. And basically, number one, you have to make sure that you maintain a good chlorine level in the pool. Otherwise, the black algae will take off like crazy. One thing you have to be aware of is that there's a formula for free chlorine and cyanuric acid that comes into play with black algae. And it's really important to know this formula because you may think you have a proper chlorine level in the pool and the black algae may still be spreading like crazy because you're not using this ratio. So here's the ratio for you so you can know if you have the correct chlorine level to prevent the spread of black algae in the pool. The chlorine level or the free chlorine should be 7.5% of the cyanuric acid level in the pool. So if you have a cyanuric acid level of 100 parts per million, you need to keep a free chlorine level of 7.5 parts per million. If you have a cyanuric acid level of 50 parts per million, you need to keep roughly 4 parts per million of free chlorine in that pool to prevent the spread of black algae. If you drop below that ratio anytime during the week, if on a Tuesday the chlorine level drops to 5 parts per million in the first example, where you had 100 parts per million of cyanuric acid, then the black algae could really take off and grow. So be aware of the free chlorine and the cyanuric acid ratio in the pool to get the proper chlorine level to prevent black algae from spreading in the pool and spreading quite rapidly in the pool. To learn more about this ratio, I've done many podcasts with Bob Lowry on this. You can just go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com. On the banner, just click on the podcast icon, and then in the search box, type in Bob Lowry, and you're going to find the podcast where we discuss the free chlorine to cyanuric acid ratio. And this may be one of the problems you're running into with the spread of the black algae in the pool. You may have it at 5 parts per million, but it's spreading like crazy because you actually need it at 8 parts per million. You won't know until you test the cyanuric acid to find out what it's at, and that will give you your free chlorine level, or the one to shoot for, to prevent the black algae from spreading. Here are some effective ways to treat the black algae. I mentioned a tablet holder when you're going to test for black algae. This is also effective for rubbing on the black algae with the tablet holder to kill the black algae. This is pretty effective if the black algae is on the wall of the pool. You just want to rub the tablet and leave like a streak on there. You're not going to use a tablet to rub off the black algae. Just leave a streak of the trichlor on top of the black algae head. One thing you could do before you start this is to get a 6-inch or 5-inch stainless steel brush. A&B makes a really good brush. Just get that brush, put it on your pole, and aggressively brush the heads off the black algae. This is really labor intensive, and it may take you half an hour to 45 minutes to really thoroughly brush the heads off the black algae, because the head is like a protective layer. And to kill the black algae, you have to penetrate that head. And so this steel brush is really effective. Another thing that I found effective in brushing off the heads of the black algae is a product called the Stain Eraser. And this is kind of like almost like a sandpaper type product that's in this shape of a scraper. And it goes on your pool pole, clips on there. And then you would use this to scrape some of the heads off the black algae that are a little bit harder to get with the steel brush. Let's say, for instance, it's in a corner or part of the step where you really can't get the steel brush to. The Stain Eraser is shaped, so you can actually use that. And as it wears down, you can get it even more pointy and use that to scrape the black algae head off. Because that's an important process to treating the black algae, especially if you have a major outbreak where it's all over the pool. So brushing it with the steel brush and using the Stain Eraser tool. If you're looking for it online, it's the Stain Eraser, one word, S-T-A-I-N. E-R-A-S-E-R 11001 and the pool stain eraser. And I think it's really effective for black algae heads. May not be effective for other things in the pool, but I like using this along with the A&B 5 or 6 inch steel brush. And caution, of course, if you have black algae on a fiberglass pool, which does happen, you want to make sure you just use a regular nylon brush. The fiberglass brush might be too harsh for it. And you don't want to use, of course, this on anything but a plaster type pool or a Pebble Tech pool, as I'm talking about the stainless steel brush. But back to the point before I started talking about brushing the pool. If you have one or two spots, you could just use the AlgaeGon tablet holder and you can rub it on the spot and it should take it off nicely. Same thing if you have a couple spots on the pool plaster, you can just rub that on there. There's no need to aggressively brush the entire pool. And that's just for a big black algae outbreak. You'll know the difference between a huge outbreak a minor outbreak and just one or two spots here and there. But treat those one or two spots right away so that they don't spread, because if you don't, the next week there's going to be four or five, and it just kind of gradually spreads. I think a word of caution here is, can you bring back algae from one pool to another using your brush and vacuum? And I would say you want to have a separate stainless steel brush for black algae pools, and you want to also have a separate vacuum head for black algae pools. I wouldn't really worry about the leaf rake as much, but for sure, the brush and the vacuum you want to keep separate, and you may want to get a black vacuum head. They do have those, and just use that one for black algae pools, and you vacuum it manually, and mark your pool, your stainless steel brush for black algae, so you're not transferring black algae from one pool to another, because that could happen. Where does black algae come from? It's hard to say. You can read Rudy's book and he goes into more detail of the source of it. But once you get the black algae, you want to eliminate it. And so this is kind of what I'm focused on here. And you don't want to spread it to another pool, obviously, by using something contaminated that could possibly bring the black algae into that pool. So treating the black algae, that step I mentioned, the brush the heads off the algae. One thing we used to use is the Hasa Algaban product. It's hard to find because of the trichlor shortage, and it's extremely expensive now. Used to be able to get a 10-pound bucket for $30 wholesale. Now I think the wholesale price is double that if you can find it. And retail is extremely expensive. But the Hasa Algaban is highly effective in killing the black algae because it's granular trichlor, and it sits on the black algae long enough to have the chlorine effectively kill it and remove it. A couple cautions when you're using the Hasa Algaban is you want to make sure none of it piles up in big areas because that can burn the plaster. You also don't want to use it in colored plaster pool unless the colored plaster pool is like really old and it's modeling and it's stained already. But a newer colored plaster pool, you don't want to use the Algaban. And you don't want to use the Algaban in the Pebbletech pool, especially if it's a tan or light blue Pebbletech, because that could stain it. So you want to use that with caution. Again, it's kind of hard to find right now because of a supply shortage of that particular product. You can make your own, but it's really messy breaking up trichlor tablets. I wouldn't recommend it. It's really toxic. So if you can find the Hasa Algaban, I definitely would keep that and use that for really big outbreaks. And basically, you would turn the pool off, you would brush the heads off the black algae, and then you would sprinkle the Hasa Algaban all throughout the pool, making sure to cover as much of the black algae on the bottom of the pool. And then you would leave the pool off for a couple hours, then turn the pool on and run it, and post signs everywhere that the pool is not safe to swim in, because the chlorine level is probably going to be like 50 parts per million, and just warn the customer that you're treating it for black algae. Remove the automatic cleaner also, so they don't damage it or stain it. But I think that process is highly effective and something that we use all the time still in the industry. It's just that this season, the Algaban has been in short supply. And I'm really hopeful that next season, the Hasa Algaban will be in greater supply. And it's, again, really effective in treating the black algae. I mentioned that you don't want to use this in a Pebbletech pool. One thing that's really effective on black algae in a Pebbletech pool is CalHypo. What I do in a Pebbletech pool with black algae is that I'll brush the heads off the black algae, and then I'll turn the pool off. I'll get maybe 3 or 4 pounds of CalHypo, and I'll try to sprinkle it directly on top of the black algae, and just let it set there for half an hour, 40 minutes. And you can keep the automatic cleaner in there if you want, and it'll pick up all of the CalHypo dust. But basically, that seems to be highly effective in Pebbletech pools. It's more effective in colder water because the CalHypo doesn't kind of dissolve into the pool as quickly. It'll stay on the black algae long enough to kill it. I find it doesn't really work that well in a plaster pool for some reason. I think it's just the way the Pebbletech pool is designed with the pebbles, and kind of the CalHypo kind of gets in the crevices and it works effectively. The Algaban is what I would use on a white plaster pool. And I'll emphasize that, again, you can burn the plaster with the Algaban if you're not careful in a white plaster pool. If you let it pile up in the corners, it could turn it brown. And that's just the acid in the Algaban that will burn the plaster. But it's safe if you don't let it pile up. You just want to lightly dust it. You should be able to see the black algae underneath the trichlor, the granular trichlor still. It doesn't need to be like piled on top of there where you can't see it. You just want the chlorine to set there in that area and really give it a really high concentration of chlorine to help remove the black algae. Other methods that are effective are copper algicide. copper algaecides are really effective against black algae, and the copper will kill the black algae. So you can use the copper algaecide. Again, follow the instructions on the copper algaecide carefully. Most of them will want you to dilute it in a bucket of water and pour it into the pool around the perimeter. And you don't want to overdose the copper, because then you're going to have a secondary problem, which is copper staining in the pool. The PolarX is highly effective because the copper in that unit is chelated or bonded, and it's not going to drop out and stain the pool. And the PolarX is effective in many ways with algae, and black algae is also effective. It just takes about 3 or 4 weeks to see it working in that pool. If you have the black algae, you want to make sure you keep the chlorine level higher in that pool to make sure it doesn't zero out and allow the black algae to spread. But the PolarX is effective in eliminating the black algae over time, because it has copper in it and it's going to work on the black algae. It just won't be as quick as a copper algaecide, but again, it's safer to use because you're not going to be raising the copper level or adding copper directly to the water. It's kind of a unique method of adding copper to the water without technically adding the copper directly into the water with like a copper algaecide. Another product that's fairly effective is the EasyCare AlgaTech, and this seems to be effective on black algae. I'm not exactly sure why or what's in there. I haven't really researched it too much, but a lot of pool pros, and I've had success myself, using the EasyCare AlgaTech in the pool to help treat the black algae. And it does seem to be effective in treating the black algae also. So those three algaecides work really well. You have a copper algaecide. You can use like a Swimtrine algaecide or anything with copper in it. You can use the PolarX with the copper in there. And you can use the EasyCare AlgaTech, and which is a pretty good product for black algae. It takes time also for it to be effective in the pool. And all of this will work if you keep the chlorine level at that proper level during the treatment, which is that 7.5% of the cyanuric acid level. So that's more or less the topical treatment for black algae. Let's say you have a pool where the black algae is just tremendously taking over the pool. There's more black algae than there is white plaster. In that case, I would recommend draining that pool down. If it's a plaster pool, of course, drain that pool down when you're allowed to, as far as temperature-wise. You don't want to drain that pool down if it's like 95 or hotter outside, because that could damage the plaster. You want to drain that pool down, and then you want to do a chlorine wash. And this could be something where you use, you know, half a gallon of chlorine and half a gallon of water. Also, the heat has an effect on the chlorine wash, so be careful that it's not too hot when you're doing the actual chlorine wash on the pool. But chlorine washes are really effective in killing the black algae, because there's no water in the pool at this point, and you're pouring chlorine directly onto the black algae. Sometimes if you get a really bad case, you may need to power wash the black algae. And I've had one person who actually had to power sand out the black algae heads on a pool. It was so bad. But typically the chlorine wash by itself is enough to kill the black algae. If you need to, you can power wash the black algae heads off of it. And last case, worst case scenario, get a power sander from Home Depot and just sand down the heads of the black algae. But that's kind of a rare occurrence. Usually the chlorine wash will kill the black algae. But that's what I would recommend for a pool where the black algae has kind of taken over. And again, there's more black algae than there is plaster showing. That's the point where the topical treatments are not going to be quite as effective. Even with the algae ban, you can only do so much without burning the plaster. So I would recommend draining that pool down, doing a chlorine wash, power washing if necessary, and that's an effective way to eliminate the black algae. And then in the pools after treating the black algae, either by draining and refilling and doing the steps I talked about, or using a topical treatment, you want to make sure that that pool is not going to zero out with chlorine going forward. You want to make sure you keep the proper chlorine level in that pool. If the chlorine level were to zero out again in the pool that had black algae in the past, it could reform in that pool, so be very cautious. Having a PolarX in the pump basket is a great insurance policy after treating the black algae to prevent it, because I mentioned it has copper and it releases the copper in the water without staining it. And that's one way you can kind of add an insurance policy to a pool that had black algae. Just put a PolarX in the pump basket and put a new one in every season, and also keep the chlorine level up. But a PolarX can be a good preventative of future black algae outbreaks, and keep an eye on the pool to make sure the black algae isn't forming. The first sign you see a black algae, treat it right away aggressively. Use a tablet holder to scrape it off. Put a little algae band on the corner. If it's on a pebble tank pool, pour some Calhypo on it. But you want to really treat it so it doesn't come back and get really aggressive in that pool again. Because once the pool has black algae, it's really susceptible to have black algae again going forward. And again, I recommend Rudy Stankiewicz's book. You can find it on Amazon, and it's called How to Get Rid of Swimming Pool Algae. And I definitely think it's a great read on black algae, as well as the other forms of algae you may get in the pool. And typically when you have black algae, you have yellow algae in the pool also. And the book will give you some guidance on preventing algae going forward. And after reading the book, you're going to have a much better understanding of the causes of black algae and ways to treat the black algae. If you're looking for other podcasts I recorded, you go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and on the banner, click on that podcast icon. And I have over 960 podcasts to listen to, or 70, and you can pull those up at your leisure. And if you're interested in my coaching program, you can learn more about poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week. God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.